USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is heading to the Supreme Court after being confirmed by the Senate. The final vote was 53-47 with Republicans Mitt Romney from Utah, Susan Collins from Maine, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska voting to confirm the judge. Former clerk for Justice Thomas Kerry Severino reacts to the three Republicans who voted to confirm Judge Brown.
I think that reflects the fact that Republicans have come around to the idea the Democrats have known for now several decades, which is that they don't have to just vote for every single nominee that comes along, that actually the judicial philosophy of the nominee does matter.
The White House won't be taking any extra COVID precautions to protect the president. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and several other White House staffers tested positive for the virus in recent weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Title 42 authority at the border could soon be lifted, and Texas's Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to be busing migrants to D.C. in protest. The Republican governor joins Fox News and says that he disagrees with how the Biden administration is handling immigration.
Joe Biden has refused to come to the border to see the chaos that he has created by his open border policies, so we're going to take the border to him by transporting the people that he is dropping off in these local communities in the state of Texas, and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus.
He adds that illegal immigrants going to D.C. will be going willingly. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki blasting the idea, saying it's a publicity stunt. Gas prices are down for the ninth day in a row. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular down another cent to $4.15 a gallon. Folks in Missouri paying the least for their gas at $3.70 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
On Thursday, the United Nations General Assembly votes to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. Russia claims the vote is an attempt by the United States to maintain its dominant position and control. But Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kislytsia, says this is a big deal.
We are in a unique situation now when on the territory of another sovereign state, a member of the Human Rights Council commits horrific human rights violations and abuses that could be equated to war crimes and crimes against humanity.
A new report is detailing how Black Lives Matter used some of their donations.
Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation has spent $6 million of donations to buy one home in Studio City, California. And records show they're not very good at it. They paid 250% more than comparable homes in the neighborhood, meaning they overpaid by $2.7 million. BLM has called the home a creative campus and a safe house for BLM organizers. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
UFC star Conor McGregor is facing multiple charges stemming from a driving-related incident in Ireland last month. The 33-year-old appeared in court Thursday and was charged with six offenses, including dangerous driving and failure to produce a license. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.